Are you okay?
Yeah, just excited and nervous. I didn't expect to be so nervous. I mean, I was the one who wanted to try this, but it's different now that I'm here, naked in our bedroom while we wait for Jason to arrive.
Kitten, come here. On your knees.
Okay. Just sitting here at your feet makes me feel better. Your fingers move through my hair, and I feel myself start to actually relax. Fuck. The butt plug in my ass shifts again, rubbing against my walls. God, I want to fuck myself on it so badly. But you said I had to wait, and I want to be good for you.
Now, kitten, use your words for me. What's the matter?
I'm excited to do this, sir. But I'm nervous because it's my first time. I don't want to screw it up.
You won't screw it up. It's okay to feel nervous trying new things. We don't have to do this if you change your mind. You know you can always say no at any time.
I know. And I'll say so if I change my mind. But I really do want to do this. It's just first night nerves. That's all. I've wanted to try this for a long time. Double penetration. With you and another person. It's my biggest fantasy. Being used by two people at the same time. Feeling two cocks inside me at once. When you suggested we ask one of our long-term play partners, I couldn't say yes fast enough. We've known Jason since college. He was the best man at our wedding 5 years ago. There's always been a chemistry between us and Jason, and when we decided to start experimenting, there was no one else I wanted to ask. You do like me all to yourself, and I love that side of you, but there's something about Jason I trust completely.
Remember what we said before. We go at your pace. We'll take good care of you. Do you remember our safe words?
Yes, sir. Yellow means slow down. Red means stop.
Good girl.
You and Jason have always loved taking good care of me. You both know exactly how to make me scream and beg for more. But you love pampering me, too. I know I'm in two pairs of very good, very skilled hands tonight.
He's here. Want me to bring him in?
Yes.
Whatever my kitten wants. Get on the bed and stay on your knees. Palms up.
Wow. She's on her knees already?
You know, such a good girl for me.
Well, it usually takes me a few tries. Not that I'm complaining.
I can feel both of your eyes on me from the doorway. I squeeze involuntarily around the plug. Fuck. I hide my smile in the bedsheets. I know he loves it when I'm a brat. You're talking about me like I'm not here, and fuck, it feels so good. I don't know how to explain it, or why it turns me on to be treated like, I don't know, an object. But it just does. Hey.
I heard you were gonna have a little fun tonight. Have you been preparing yourself for me?
He touches the gem of the plug, circling it around with his fingers.
She loves the plug you gave her. Kitten, do you want to make our guest more comfortable?
Yes, sir.
She's been waiting to get her hands on you all week. I've had her edge every night, so she's nice and needy for us.
I like the sound of that. Should we get started? Come here.
Mm. Edging myself every night has been torture. I fucking hated not coming. But I also loved it, knowing that I'd be a begging mess when you two finally got your hands on me. Just how we all like it. Both of your cocks are rock hard, ready for me to play with. And what kind of host would I be if I didn't tend to my guest?
Hey, there's our girl.
Are you finally ready for us?
You look ready. All stretched out on the bed, waiting patiently like a good girl.
Have we kept you waiting long enough? I bet your mind is running wild, wondering what we've got in store for you tonight.
Are you going to be good for us? Going to do exactly what we tell you to? Good.
Lie back. Your nipples are hard already. I barely even have to touch them.
It must have turned you on so much, just waiting in here for us, not knowing what kind of things we're planning on doing to you. Oh, you're fidgeting already. Let's get your favorite toy ready.
Open up. Take my dildo all the way into your mouth. Get it nice and wet for me. Very good. Nice and slow.
God, you look good sucking on that dildo. Oh, and I love what you're wearing. Take that dildo deeper. Good girl. I know you love being called that. Our girl just loves being praised, don't you?
You're doing so good. Damn, you can take that thing in far.
We all know how good you are with your mouth. Oh, are you blushing? Your skin is so soft. I just want to run my hands all over you. I've been thinking about getting my hands on you all day. I jerked off on my lunch break thinking about you sucking my cock. Thinking about both of us fucking you. I know you love it when she fucks you nice and slow from behind with that dildo.
Would you like that? Want me to fuck you with it? Yeah? Good.
I want to taste you too.
As much as I like them, let's get these panties off.
Good idea. Let me get more comfortable. Much better. I think you should touch yourself for us. Get on all fours. Ass in the air. Fuck. What a view.
Oh, your pussy looks so fucking pretty. Are you wet for us? Yeah, you are. Let me feel. Oh, fuck. You are wet.
You like her massaging you. So slowly, with her fingers sinking them inside you. Oh. Touch yourself, baby. Slide two fingers around that clit. Oh, that's it. Rub your clit nice.
and slow. Feel me? Tasting you? My lips going so slowly down your back. We're going to bring you right up to the edge.
Oh, look at that lovely ass. God, I can't wait to fuck you. You like that? Yeah? You want more?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, here we are.
The three of us are drinking beers and roasting marshmallows around a fire on the beach.
What do you want to do about that?
The sand is cool against our feet. The sea is crashing. It's sunset now on a secluded beach. The sky's on fire. A painter's stroke of blues and oranges. And wispy, lovely clouds. You're sitting in between my best friend's legs. The mouth of the beer bottle nestled between your seductive lips. You look so beautiful. And so contented against him. His hands enveloping your body to keep you warm. We're reminiscing of the drive down from the coast. The trials and tribulations along the way. The engine failing on the VW Bully Oldtimer. You poke fun of me for how upset I was, and do an impression of my voice, which makes me laugh. You're the funniest woman I know. And to be honest, the most beautiful. I love the way your face lights up in the firelight. So much so it's hard to look away. Especially now as you bite into your marshmallow. Hot and oozing at the end of the stick. A strand of sugar settles on the side of your mouth. He takes his finger and rubs the strand away. You bring his finger forward and insert it in your mouth. And start to suck slow and sensually. Your eyes on mine the entire time. I look away, feel aroused, and watch the sea as I finish my beer. I can hear now that the two of you are kissing. Suddenly, I yawn and stand. I stretch and excuse myself, gathering my things, and head into the camper van to sleep.
Good night.
Good night.
The two of you call. It's nice to be ensconced in the van now. The doors flung open with a view of the dark sea. I'm lying on one side of the van, unable to sleep. The light chains inside, romantic and twinkling. I'm thinking of your mouth. I'm thinking of the look we shared as his finger entered your mouth. I'm wondering how we're all going to fit, how we're all going to sleep tonight. The two of you are off in the distance, brushing your teeth, changing your clothes, intermittently making out. My eyes flutter slowly, and eventually, I manage to fall asleep. some hour or so later, I awake to the sounds of kissing. And through my grogginess, I see you're laying next to me, dressed in a long t-shirt and cotton panties. Your legs keep grazing my own as my best friend's hands cup your head, as his tongue swirls against your own. Your hands grasp and slither up his naked back. His hands travel down between your legs. His thumb caresses your clit through your panties, and the camper van fills with the sounds of your desire. You're squirming and writhing beside me, your arms and legs occasionally caressing my own. The space in the van is so small that your buttocks keep pressing up against me as he continues to kiss your skin, as he pushes the cotton back to finger your wet pussy, your thighs clutching eagerly at his hands. I pretend I'm still asleep, hardly moving as I watch, not wanting to come off as a creep. My heart is pounding in my chest at how hot this is. A boner swells in my shorts as your ass keeps shoving up against my dick. You flip onto your back now as he continues to kiss you, his lips sliding down from your mouth to your neck, as you stifle your laughter and push him away.
Stop it.
Warning against hickeys. His mouth grabs your breasts instead, your t-shirt hiked up, his tongue licking and sucking on your hard nipples. Your breasts look so nice as he squeezes them between his hands. You are groaning in delight but trying to keep the noise down, your hands rubbing across the mattress and grabbing the foam, your hands sliding up my thighs as if by accident and up towards my very hard cock. I stiffen and lie still, not wanting to give myself away, until you turn over now to face me.
We know you're awake.
You whisper gently. My eyes flutter open. You smile at me cheekily, and I can see him hovering above you, grinning at me too. Before you press your head against my own, kiss me. Your tongue tasting minty from the toothpaste. Take my hands and bring you closer. You sit up and straddle me. He takes your panties off from behind, as well as your shirt. You're naked and on top of me, your strong thighs either side of my hips, your breasts hanging down above me, your hair wild and free. He's kissing along your spine, his hands cupping your breasts as you arch your body. It's beautiful before me. I sit up to remove my shirt, and you help me with my shorts and briefs, until I am naked too.
Oh, fuck me, Rob.
I slide my jeans down to my ankles and kick them off.
Welcome to Audio Desires, a safe space for erotic audio experiences, empowering happier, healthier sex lives. We created this podcast for you to listen to samples of our erotic stories. For more stories like this, please visit audiodesires.com and sign up for a free account today. Oh,
Oh, come on, Rob. You're not being serious.
Dead serious. About this long, this wide. Like to have taken my head off if it could.
Under your bed? And you're sure it was a rattlesnake?
Over my daddy's grave. It was a rattler. Must have gotten in under the crack in the door or something.
Well, I'm glad you lived to tell the tale.
I love nights like this. Friday evening. Work's all done. Nothing to do, but nothing. Can't think of anything better than gathering around with good friends and a little music. I'm glad you and your friend decided to swing by the bar tonight. You've been on my mind ever since I bumped into you at the gas station last week. Funny how one day you can be just friends with someone, and then all of a sudden, for no reason at all, you're head over heels for them. That's kind of how I've been feeling about you. It's strange, though, being as we've known each other for so long. Now, how long ago did you first start showing up at the ranch to buy hay for your horses? 3-4 years, I think? I always thought you were pretty, but the other day I just saw you in a different light. Something about the way you ran your fingers through your hair, played with your earring while we spoke. Your leg brushes up against mine underneath the table. Was that an accident? Your foot hooks around my boot, and your lips curl into a small smile. Nope. Definitely not an accident. I have to say, I'm a little confused, though. Being as the both of you have been flirting with me tonight. I've met your friend once or twice before. Can't for the life of me remember her name, though. She's sitting close to me at the rickety little two-top we're all squeezed in there. Her bare shoulders brushing up against me every time she leans forward or sits back. I've caught her looking at me a couple of different times tonight and watched her smile, embarrassed, into her drink. Would I be out of line if I thought the two of you were interested in her? Maybe wanting to do something involving the three of us. So, what are you ladies up to tonight? Other than brightening up this dump.
Don't know. What are you up to?
Getting into trouble with the two of you, I guess.
Rob, I heard you got a brand new shiny truck last week. Want to show us?
Okay. Now I know you're just trying to get us someplace private. And I'm more than happy to oblige. Yeah, sure did. Come on, let's park that back. My whole body relaxes as I lead the way out to the parking lot. The tension of the day seems to melt at the promise of being touched. Getting to touch either of you, or better yet, both of you. Here she is.
Damn, this is definitely an upgrade. Although, I really liked your old beat-up little truck.
Yeah, I did too. She served me well for so long. Bless her soul. But it was time for a change. You sit down on the edge of the truck bed. Tilt your head to the side to look up at me. Even in the dark of the night, your eyes are shining. You beckon me forward with just that look. Your hands lock around the beach of my neck, and I feel it from my head to my toes. Oh, you draw me into you and wrap your legs around one of mine. Behind me, a pair of hands slides around my hips
Her fingers slide into my pockets and inch towards my inner thighs.
Hey, don't forget about me.
I wouldn't want to do that. She circles around me to sit on the bed of the truck, right next to you. You press your thigh against my cock as I lean over and kiss her. Ooh, the smell of her perfume. Your taste still lingering on my lips as I kiss her. Oh, God, I want you both. I kiss down her jaw, over to her neck. And right behind her ear. I'll lock eyes with you as I kiss her. You're electric. The way you look at me, I'm completely under your spell. Willing to do anything to make you feel good. Like having a threesome in the back of my pickup in the parking lot of the only bar in town.
Come on up here.
I'm like a kid in a candy shop, thinking about the different things the three of us are about to do to each other. We lay in the middle of the truck bed, me between you two. I turn to face you and press my mouth against yours again. You've got gorgeous lips. Behind me, your friend reaches a hand around my waist. Her palm rubs up against my cock over my jeans.
Wow.
Her hands guide me down onto my back while you fiddle with my belt. I kick off my shoes. Damn, I got hard fast. You're both just so beautiful. You tease the waistband of my boxers with your fingers while you throw a leg over my waist. Oh, fuck yes.
Thanks for listening to this sample of an Audio Desires original story. If you find yourself wanting more, visit audiodesires.com and access your free account to listen to some full versions of our stories. If you want to get notified about every new story we release, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. We look forward to bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.